Why don't you just talk a little bit about her reasons for stepping down at this time? What was your reaction to it? Was it something you expected?
She and I first started talking about where her head was over the holiday weekend, and both agreed to take the holidays just to sort of think about what that meant. Uh-huh. And you know, I certainly was surprised. wasn't expecting that from her. Didn't see it coming.
Yeah.
But you know, over the course of the week, the more we talked, and particularly one conversation we had in person, I could tell. I could see it in her eyes and her body language that she was ready for a change. And that's what she kept saying. She didn't cite specific reasons, only to say that she gave me clarity about what it wasn't. She said it has nothing to do with relocation. She said I had every confidence the storm's going to stay in Seattle, and that didn't influence my decision. Didn't have anything to do with my responsibilities associated with USA Basketball. This really is just about I've had 5 great years, and I'm ready for a change. And after hearing that repeatedly, just ultimately agreed that, you know, it wasn't in our best interest to try to talk her out of that. Uh-huh. That she really felt a certain amount of peace about her decision, and so ultimately we respected it and accepted her resignation.
Did she talk to Lauren or Sue?
She sent the players an email. We asked her not to do that until we got right to the announcement.
Okay.
So I suspect that she will also try to reach out to them, but in the interest of time, she sent the team an email.
Okay.
I subsequently sent an email from me and the organization, and also did have a conversation with Lauren.
So I
personally did talk to Lauren. She reiterated her surprise, but also assured me that, you know, she's ready to come back and embrace whomever the new coach is, and excited about just getting back on track with the Storm. She respects Ann, is grateful for what Ann meant to her career, and wish her the best. But Lauren was very positive about just focusing on the future. You know, I think, you know, until she specifically talks to Ann, there's no reason in speculating anything. Ann's got to speak for herself. But Lauren and I really focused on moving forward.
Anything specifically that you're looking for in a new coach, and what's the timetable for bringing somebody in?
We're going to move as quickly as we can, and just, you know, that I think that's in everybody's best interest. You know, this year in particular, talent evaluation and player personnel decisions, so that GM function is critically important.
Mm-hmm.
Because of how many free agency spots we have open.
How many do you have?
We have 9 or 10, depending on how big our roster is. Yeah, we only have 3 players under contract right now. So, but in terms of what we're looking for, haven't gotten specific yet in terms of qualifications, and even haven't even begun to put a list together. But, you know, we know we want somebody who has deep knowledge of the WNBA, somebody who has a track record of winning, because that's what our legacy is and will continue to be, and somebody who understands how to equally balance managing and coaching superior talent like Lauren Jackson, but also developing young players. And, you know, there are a lot of people that fit that criteria, and over the course of the next weeks and months, we'll start to narrow that down.
How's you going to build around Lauren and Sue, the skill set that